Friday again, and time for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of Irish music kingpin Donal Lunny to share with us his Culture File likes.
This is Donal Lunny here, and I'm a musician, and I've been playing music all my life. I have to confess, I don't visit the cinema as often as I would like, and it's mostly because I'm too busy. And I do other things in the evening, like play gigs, etc. So there are loads of films that I'd really like to see. However, I suppose I can sort of delve back into my memory and come up with the film. One of the films I liked most was Blade Runner, the director's cut. I just thought that was a fantastic sci-fi film. I'm a sci-fi buff, have been so all my life, and I thought that the director's cut of Blade Runner had more going for it than the original, and I suppose it's just it's really that it more detail was included. It was just so rich in detail and so credible that it didn't sketch a very kind of, what would you say, far-fetched version of the planet, in 40 years ahead. So it had that going for it, had that sort of reality or heightened reality about it. I think a lot of it was shot in Osaka, and it looks stunning. I fell out of the habit of reading books over the last few years, I'm ashamed to say. So I have a collection that, it's a queue of books that by its very existence puts me off resuming reading because it's so daunting. However, I can say that I became completely addicted to the writing of Ian Banks years ago. When Ian Banks, I think he died about 15 years ago, something like that. I used to wait for his next publication. And I think from his first book called The Wasp Factory, it was stunning. The main character in the book was an adolescent, and he captured that state of mind and outlook really brilliantly, I thought. Podcasts, I'm aware of them, but I don't, I really don't frequent them, and it's to my own detriment. I know that because people tell me about these amazing podcasts that they're tuned into. I've got a thing about social media and about that world, which I haven't really, if you like, reconciled myself to yet, and time is passing. I confess to being a Steely Dan freak. I don't expect everybody to run off and find them and like them, because it's a particular kind of music. It's quirky, it's urban, it's cynical, it's beautiful, and it's highly musical. That was Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. They comprised Steely Dan, and they collected some of the finest musicians in New York and California to play with them. In the stopped about somewhere around Asia, but I started with Can't Buy a Thrill, and the first track on that, Do It Again, I think it's Go Back Jack, Do It Again, is still a monumental piece of work. And the tracks on Asia, Gaucho, it just brings you into a certain place, and their lyrics are brilliant because every single phrase is a cliche, but the music behind it is just brilliantly constructed. And in that particular track, Do It Again, there's a sitar, I think it's an electric sitar solo, which is really knocker. I love it. I thought about this and I thought I'm not that interested in food, or at least not to the extent that I sort of go to exotic restaurants or anything like that. Sometimes there are meals that I love. I particularly love Indian food, to cut to the chase. I love the curries. And I lived in Japan for a while and I liked their version of curry, which is katsu is the Japanese sort of corruption of the word cutlet, you know. So katsu curry, and it's usually maybe pork cutlet or lamb cutlet served with rice, and it's brilliant. I was thinking about scents I like, and there is, I can't remember the actual brand, but it was freesia flavoured. Freesia, I connected finally, I identified it as being the same as this, the scent from a cowslip, which is, a cowslip is this little flower, I don't know if you know it, but you'll find it in on pasture land, and usually in where the grass is a bit shorter, and it's got a long stem, a stem about a hand's length, and at the top of that there's a little sort of tassel of flowers, and it has the most exquisite perfume. But that is essentially freesia. And I've come across perfumes that have this scent and I just find it irresistible. But I realized that it's the same as the cowslip, which I came across in my childhood, out in the fields, you know. And I just thought it was an amazing perfume.
The likes of Donal Lunny there, and Donal is one of the voices in tomorrow's extended edition of the Culture File Weekly, In See Irish, which also features Terry Riley, Zoe Conway, Mochin O'Connor, Paddy Glacken, and many more. That's from the slightly earlier than usual time of 6 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.